Before we get started in today's Marriage Be Hard conversations, we want to let you know that we are sponsored by the International Leadership Summit, and we'll tell you more about it later in the episode.
Hello and welcome to the Marriage Be Hard conversations. Today I'm joined by our good friends, Farron and Tahir Moore. My lovely wife is traveling back in. She had a quick trip and we couldn't move this date. We're all very busy people, so we press on. She is loved. She is missed. We've also had this conversation, so we're just sharing it with you guys for the purpose of content, learning, and not nosiness, all right? So if you know Tahir and Farron, you can see our first episode of With Them on The Love Hour on April 2nd, 2020, and that will tell you, it was 2 hours also, that'll tell you their love story and how they met, all the stuff we usually do. On a podcast. This is also not the Love Hour, but they were on the Love Hour. This is Marriage Be Hard conversation. So if you're curious and you're just meeting them for the first time and you want to know that type of stuff, then I would advise you to watch that episode. It's up on YouTube and on our RSS feed. The purpose of this episode is to talk about transitions, a new life. Tahir and Farron, as we met them, actually, you had Melissa's shirt on in this episode.
Yes.
You're a friend. they're still in a committed relationship, but they were in a monogamous relationship. They have now transitioned into a, I want to say it right, polyamorous. Mm-hmm. Is that right? People just call it poly,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And I'll just say it's a, is it safe to say non-traditional relationship?
Non-traditional marriage,
yes,
yeah.
Non-traditional marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Non-traditional marriage. And we, being Melissa and I, also went through this transition with them. There are, to my knowledge, unless they're hearing them know something else, I think there are only friends that have a non-traditional marriage. So we had a lot to learn. Like I said, we have their love story. We want to talk about it. We want just to hear this. I saw this on the internet. Although my cheeks still hurt from today, I realized I was laughing at something else, and I was like, I have residual pain. From yesterday's shoot. Very funny. With Tahir.
We were stalking all day.
Oh, it was,
you were stalking good. All
we
day.
We were stalking and laughing all day.
You did that on purpose.
What are you talking about?
So your relationship started off traditional monogamous. Mm-hmm. You have now redefined it. What?
Yes.
I imagine that is not a conversation,
not
but
a one.
Series of conversations.
A series.
I'm curious about the first conversation. Mm. Who... If you guys remember, do you guys remember the first? Because that's like a, you know, that's a throwout,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's like a, mm-hmm. how you feel. Do y'all remember what that first conversation was about, like, or who said it? Can you take us back to that moment?
I grabbed her phone to order some pizza, and I was like, whose dick is this? This is not my peen. Whose dark-skinned peen is this?
It is such a funny word to me.
It's like a
and
Sharpie.
And I'm like, it is yours. I just shaded it another color. I wanted to feel like I was involved with another pain.
The vein placement is all wrong here. I know my vein placement.
Not vein placement. Oh, my God. I hate you.
Hot take.
Can you be serious for 12
Focus
minutes,
up.
Please?
Focus up.
Okay. That conversation actually started with me.
Okay.
Because
see, now he's doing too much. Just stay here.
Just
stay here. We don't
thank you.
We're not even over there. He
Jesus.
Always got to be a comedian. We know he's funny. He got 45 on the road.
You ran the people you hate, just so you know.
That's fair.
Who are the people he hates?
Comedians who don't know how to turn it off.
Oh. Damn, you got him right together. He came right back and snapped into focus.
But okay. Yes, the conversation started with me, and it was really because I never understood or agreed with the whole this your last sex partner. Like, because I was one of those people that could separate sex and love and all of those mm-hmm. things. So mm-hmm. I'm like, I know I ain't the only one.
Right.
So I'm going to start this conversation. So infidelity, I'm like, if I take that off the table as a deal breaker, then, oh, we good. We got this.
Mm.
And so I started that conversation very early and encouraged him, just him, to have sex with other people.
Really? Even though...
Let me stop and say right here. Cam, put it on me real quick.
Okay.
By no means is this video meant to convince or convert
anybody.
We need
anybody. To put this no, in like the FBI inside yeah.
Let's just, let's
warning.
Just, I don't want people be coming for me right. or my wife or Kev by proxy, but specifically me or my wife, don't be all in the inbox and all that and all yeah. the comments. I don't see why he even get married. This ain't for everybody.
It's not for everybody. I am different.
We are just explaining our walk. Yeah. We don't need
yeah.
all of that.
Is there any recruiting pitch?
Oh my God. People follow out your poly and be like, oh, so you've been wanting me the whole time.
Like, me personally?
I still have standards that you were on the outside of.
Poly, no. single, under no circumstances would I want you.
Right. It does not
for
matter.
For some reason, it just makes yeah, people well, think, oh, you're just screwing everybody. And it's like, no, I still have some discernment. Like,
and we care about our health. Yeah, we care about our health. We're not just out here just throwing it out here like that. So let me just get that out the
yes,
way.
No, fair disclaimer. But, just hold yeah. on. Let me just double that down, Farron.
Yes.
We are about 7 minutes in, maybe five, depending on some tweaks. Here is your offer. If this ain't for you,
please.
There's a little X in the top right, or you could just grab your phone and do this, because we are saying, if you are sticking around, this is what we are asking you. Treat this like Ask Us show we used to do. Mm-hmm. This is people who are interested in hearing this, even if it's not for you.
Could just be curious.
So if you are here to hate watch and just vilify, when we see them comments, they're going to be gone. Mm-hmm. Right? This is for them. That's part of the marriage.
I'm
going to go through
it. I'm
going
to report. I'm not just going to send you a screenshot. I'm going to report. Hey, look at this person. I'm reporting them just so you know.
No, that's fair, because I think this is the point of this isn't for that. There mm-hmm. are people who live like this. And Tahir and Farron are people we know, mm-hmm. right? I've interviewed a poly couple before on Ask Us. Mm-hmm. And there's people who are interested in that lifestyle. And from what Tahir and Farron tell me, there's people who are living that lifestyle who are just not public mm-hmm. about it.
And that's another thing I want to talk on before I jump in off of what she says. We are doing this as a courtesy to Kev and to those people who are interested or curious or want more information or just want to know why people would do something like this. We are one of the few couples at our level of success that are openly admitting this. We have already been subject to so much vilification.
Sure, go with it. Sounds great.
The confidence is really what was key.
Yeah,
so much vilification.
I didn't even question it until you questioned it.
And so much ridicule and so much just negativity. But we know there are people out there who are curious about it and want more information, need more information. And if no one's going to talk about it, how will you ever know? Mm. So we are taking this on head first and trying our best. But trust and believe, whatever you say, if it's negative, it ain't going to change nothing. I do want you to understand that.
That's at the core of why we even made the decision to do it, because this is our relationship.
Mm. You know, part of that.
No one has to deal with us.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
interrupt
you.
No, you're good.
Part of what I believe in mm-hmm. marriage, and not poly specifically, but this idea, and this is something we struggle with, me and Melissa. Well, I'll just say it was my struggle. I won't even put it on her. I did so much of my early marriage to the approval of the people around us. Mm-hmm. Most specifically the church that I went to, because that's what most of the people, mm-hmm. like most of our social circle was church. I didn't really hang with my work friends like that. Neither did she. All of our friends for the most part and all of our close relationships and even extended relationships went to our church. So I was living a lot of what I thought they would like. Mm-hmm. Our relationship started to blossom when it was just what works for us mm-hmm. and not so much. I remember a very specific thing that I'll get to y'all. I don't want to dominate the conversation. I was over the bills at first, right? And I was used to paying my bills alone, but Melissa's bills came in and it was all of a sudden, it was a little bit too many things. It was one more credit card than I was ready for, one more phone bill. Mm-hmm. And that was just like a couple things slipped. We want a credit one back, a couple things slipped. Melissa's infinitely better with money than I am. Better saver too. So I remember talking in men's group, like, I'm going to let her take over the business, mm-hmm. you know, of our. And he said, you ain't this deacon. You ain't no man. A man got to have a.
Yo,
sir, feel how you feel. Right. I'm sorry you were in NAM. I want my stuff to be paid on time.
Yes.
For us, it's okay. It don't make me no never mind. I still feel like a man.
I'm not strong and I can't do all of these things. Like, I'm going to slip at something. If I have a partner who can pick up some slack somewhere, then why wouldn't I take advantage of that? Right. Please.
I just talked about this on whose podcast was I on?
I think it was Tiffany.
Busy, I was on Tiffany podcast. Now, mm-hmm. and I, to speak to what you said, Kev, mm-hmm. we pick partners for life, and we base it on the relationship we have with them, how they make us feel, and how we see ourselves growing with that person. If you're picking a partner, a life partner, is someone that you can trust with the responsibilities of paying bills on time, the responsibility of making sure the household is taken care of, the responsibilities of everything that is required to ensure the success of your marriage, even if you're on the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why would I not give my wife an opportunity to show up for those responsibilities?
1,000%.
It doesn't make sense. So I don't care about any of that type of stuff.
Don't make me no never mind.
Now, like to speak on what Farron said, it's funny because when people found out that we were in poly. Initially, there were some naysayers. It was like, Tahir, she's only doing it for you. You remember anybody saying that, Kev?
Yeah.
You didn't.
Who said that?
You didn't have to do that.
Kevin?
That was Kevin.
How about that? I think the answer is me. I don't know. I didn't want to be
And Kevin's my dear friend, and it hurt me. It hurt me. I'm not gonna lie.
That hurt my feelings.
It hurt my feelings.
I want to apologize. Let's take a peek.
We already did apologize. Yeah, you did.
Then why you throw it back in his
No, I'm just saying because
he's gonna always.
He's gonna always.
Yeah, because it was the whole cake thing. Yeah, 3 years.
Cake gazes. Fire gate. All that. The top layer of his cake at his birthday party.
Yeah, surprise birthday. You had never been this way. You didn't even usually act like this. This is in his character. This is out of character for you.
I would just save it till I got in the car.
The part that I was trying to highlight is that sometimes your closest friends or family members will not understand that walk for you or what you're deciding to do is what's best for your family. And when I sat Kevin down and I told him how it affected me, and I approached it to a different way. I was like, what if your child was living a different lifestyle? And he was like, I would still love him. I was like, but what about this and the church? He was like, doesn't matter, kid. That's my son. I was like, so if me and my wife are in agreement of living this lifestyle, how does that differ from your child? You was like, oh my God.
But you're not my son, though.
Yeah.
It's David and Nathan. Yeah. But I'll be honest, and I can be honest and say a good portion of my approach to anything outside of the norm is with the backing of Christianity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Christianity, for me.
We're taking a break from this episode to tell you about the International Leadership Summit. I know what you're thinking. Oh, girl, yes, that's exactly what I want to do. I know, except you wait a little bit too late, okay?
Because what happened?
Because the in-person tickets, they done sold out.
But guess what? God has a ram in the bush.
Every time.
Yeah, he does.
Come on, somebody.
You can get up on that virtual International Leadership Showing Summit.
Showing up, because them's is still available.
Ain't no getting ever sold out.
The summit is from Thursday, May 4th through Saturday, May 6th, okay? This is something you do not want to miss. If you are a student, an entrepreneur, a CEO, a staff member, a visionary, an influencer.
An aspiring leader. Maybe you just want to be a better person for your regular job.
Come on, somebody. This summit is for you. You do not want to miss it. The theme is Valiant Leaders in Volatile Times. Mm. If you're ready to get grounded and harness the energy to make your dreams a reality, this is the conference for you.
TD Jakes. Sarah Jakes Roberts, Toure Roberts, Tristan Walker. He made bevel. I shaved my head with the bevel yesterday morning, and I still use it to this day. You're going to hear from people who know how to do what they do, and they're not talking about something they ain't got no experience in.
Come on, sir.
They masters at this, and we could glean from them. We want you to glean, become better.
Come on. And so we're not talking about people with just head knowledge. We're talking about people with experience behind them and a proven track record. You don't want to miss it. Please visit thisisils.org for a full list of speakers and to get more information on attending.
And to register.
You
still got time, but don't wait too long.
Don't wait too long, okay?
Because you're going to forget, you're going to miss it, and we don't want that for you. We want you to have a better year this year than you had last year. And next year going to be better than this one a result.
Speaking into existence. Let's get back to the episode.
A lot of my Christianity was, boy, y'all ain't saved like I am.
Yes.
And let me tell you what y'all going to hell for. Polly, that's going to be in hell three times.
Yo,
y'all ain't going to be in one hell.
For it to be only guy can judge me, those are some of the judgiest people.
Somebody said this in our comments the other day. We weren't even talking about me. They said, there is no hate like Christian love.
Dude, yes. Well said. said. I need that on a shirt.
It hit. I was like, because I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
It's just, it's, yeah. You're going to encounter that. That is, that's just part of your walk.
Look,
and if you're, if you're solid with your
keep
partner,
explaining that. Well,
I was finna get off of it. Just give me a sec. God.
No, I wasn't rushing. I'm just saying, like, you say your piece. I ain't saying nothing. Cause
she sat back confidently. She hooked that on.
I'm always thinking about the people who may be thinking about trying this out and giving them something to go off of. So that's all I was doing. I was just gonna say you may encounter that, but like y'all gotta hold true to what you guys decided to do and what's best for you. Because all of those people that may be saying stuff on the outside, they ain't paying no bills in your house. They ain't adding
to
the happiness.
Bills come to Tahira Farron more.
Yeah. They definitely come.
They ain't coming to user 6578.
It don't do that. It just don't work like that.
I wish user 6578 could put some on the gas.
Hey, you better say that and believe it.
So I want to go back. The first conversation, it's interesting what you said that I thought was interesting was you personally, outside of Tahir, you personally were like, I don't know if I subscribe to this. But the first conversation was, I feel like you should go, as opposed to like, you know what, Tahir, I kind of never really felt like this anyway, but I just subscribed to monogamy because of whatever my reasons are. Why do you think that was your, do you think that was your first question? Well, actually, I don't know why. Why do you think that was your approach as opposed to saying, here's what I feel for us?
Because the transition into married life, this is my only partner, that was a difficult transition for him. Energetically, like that was difficult for him. And then he ended up not even being able to see me as a sexual person, and so it was just kind of shutting him down from sex, period. And I was like, okay, well, we're not about to do that.
You know how uncomfortable it is to be at a comedy show and the comics be like, yeah, my wife won't give me none. Every comic goes up and says that, and you're sitting next to your wife and you're the problem. You won't give your wife none. She was ready. I come home. If I do this too long, she's like, I'm trying to get it in.
Don't let me be drunk. I'm like, yeah, why you holding out? Like, we going to do this? Like,
Farron was always rich. She was
not
little.
Why you holding
out? I'm like, boy, give me that. Grab her by the pussy. I'm sorry. I forgot who platform I was
on. Hold on. Grab her by the what?
She's a wild girl.
Vivian, I'm not a machine.
Listen. It was hard for me to, like she said, make that transition. Like, when we were dating, I could do a lot of the nasty stuff. But when I took her as my wife and I had, you know, the full Christian idea of what marriage was and what a wife was and such a holy being, you have to hold them up here. I can't bust on the back.
That coochie on a pedestal.
Yeah, I put that coochie on the back. I can't bust on the back.
And another thing is I've learned since then, since we've got just our communication and we've just peeled back some layers, I've learned that even in that, he was still not treating me the way as roughly as he had with other partners. So he was still holding back with me even when we were dating.
Yeah.
Do you think that you revered her in a way even
you
before?
You met me.
I have. That's Sharon Targaryen. She ain't got the blonde on, but she's still regal.
Right.
Yeah, I knew it was something different about her from the moment I met her, and I wanted more from her, so I didn't treat her like other women that I was, you know, bedding at the time.
Bedding.
Not bedding.
Yeah.
This civil rights, yeah. I mean, civil war era.
I was bedding them, boy. But yeah, a lot of the stuff I was doing to them, making videos and all types of stuff, she never saw
he
any of that.
Never attempted any of that with
me. Were you aware of this version of him? Because I know you guys were friends, and you're part of the love story part that's on the other podcast is they were aware of each other in the certain circles, but they weren't exclusive.
Right.
And even made some sweet love together.
Oh, yeah.
You had insight into some of his relationships. Was there like a... He choked and punched.
So
stop,
you know,
being a kid,
is that stuff actually? You're so stupid. So, is that stuff that like we wouldn't get that deep into it. We weren't talking like swapping bedroom stories or anything. It was more so the interactions, the type of person that we've met and different funny experiences and stuff like that. But we never got in the weeds about on sex, okay, on those details. Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to hear, you hear this for the first time. Mm-hmm. What is your initial reaction?
She lying.
No, girl, no, we don't need that. We don't need to do all of that.
On the inside, it's just alarms. She lying. Don't believe her. She lying.
Trap. Shut down. What's back that? The bag and leave immediately. She's trying to catch
that
you.
Star Wars.
It's a trap.
Put that in, Aubrey. I think it's Admiral Akbar, if I'm not mistaken.
Admiral, we have enemy ships in Sector 27.
It's a trap.
I think that might have been the only thing he said in the movie. Yeah. It's a trap. All right, I'm done for the film. Right. I did my part. Insane. Let y'all know it's a trap.
Man, yeah. I also, like, when she first brought it up, we had maybe a couple months into the marriage or a couple, I don't know if it was a couple months or a couple years, but it was super early.
It was super
and
early.
I knew that we weren't ready for it. Okay. Like, yeah. Emotionally, mentally, where we were in our marriage and dealing with the sexless part of it. We weren't ready for it.
Yeah.
We needed to talk more. We needed to develop. I mean,
we needed more
to...
safety. We were not in a safe space to walk into that. So I'm happy we didn't, because it probably would have ruined us.
So I don't know the timeline. Mm-hmm. What? Walk us through the timeline. So from this first conversation, which it makes sense. That's like you don't just jump into something like that, right? Especially we just growing up in America, this is a patriarchal, monogamous society. Mm-hmm. Anything outside of that, somebody like Kevin is saying what I said.
Mm-hmm. you don't want
to
repeat it.
You know, baby, it's okay. Don't do that.
It's okay.
No, it's okay because he was my big brother. I looked for him for safety. And then I told him.
I didn't mean to laugh.
I didn't know how to do that. I wasn't that type of person.
It's okay.
Yet.
I just thought I could come to you as a little brother and you help me out. Because you had already fired me and I thought maybe I could. Fine,
this was on the heels of the firing.
It was. I actually remember these conversations. Anyway, first conversation till, let's call it acceptance of this new lifestyle.
Oh my God. It was like 5 years, 5 or 6 years.
5 years.
So it was because it's not like it was a constant conversation, a constant nag. It was like, okay, fine, we are both in agreement that we're not ready for this, so let's pivot and try something else. So we tried a bunch of stuff. We tried some, I don't know, some apps, some games, some
role playing.
We tried some stuff. We were like, let's have sex every day for a week. Like, let's
very unrealistic.
All these things, especially for the place we were in, like we weren't even a place where we would make time for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it was just all bad. It was just constant trying this or sitting being quiet to keep the peace or just acting like it doesn't exist. I think I even tried to like decrease my sex drive because I'm like, yo, yes. Mm-hmm. Spearmint tea is supposedly some natural way to help decrease your libido.
I didn't know that.
I found it on the internets. I tried. I was like, you know what? This whole sex thing is just a problem for me. My sex drive is too high. I'm the problem. Let me focus on me.
Mm.
And I stopped making this a him problem. So I started trying to figure out, you know, what can I do on my end? How can I view this? I need a therapist. I need a life coach. Like, I need somebody to talk me off the ledge.
So
it was a lot of that. But then ever so often, we would have, like, a breakthrough conversation. And, you know, more layers to my baby Shrek over here were peeled back. And we finally got to a place where it was like, you know what? This doesn't sound like such a bad idea. Mm. Let's try it. We'll check back in a few weeks. And
I'm curious. Yeah. That's actually really interesting. It makes perfect sense within the marriage construct. I think even me and Melissa with vulnerability, I think from the first time she asked about it to the time where I even knew exactly what she was saying might have been 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But to focus back on you, was there a... I'm trying to say this the right way. Do you think part of the difficulty was... This is... who does this? People, like, how do people, like, marriage is defined one way for most of us in TV and movies, media and parents. We see one thing. Anything outside of that is usually very othered, right? Sister wives, look at that. That's crazy. Poly love on life. You know what I'm saying? Like, where's there like a, I hate to say it like this, but symbols this. What are people going to think about us?
Oh, yeah.
Was that part of like the hesitation?
Let me answer this first, and then you can answer that part. For me, before we agreed to it, I had to make sure we weren't going anywhere.
Okay.
We had already talked about our deal breakers before we got married. The night we got engaged, we talked about that. But at the point where we did it, we were in such a different place emotionally and mentally that it felt safe. I've said this on a couple podcasts. Farrah is the first person that ever let me feel unconditional love.
Even out of your family?
Very first person.
That was a good way to clarify.
Very first person that ever made me feel that way. And so once we got to that point, once I realized nobody would make her smile at me, nobody's going to be as considerate when buying gifts as I am for her. Once I realized that it was more than what I could provide, and I didn't have these doubts of her prior to, it was just like time proved it. Her grace, her patience, her love, her understanding with me getting better and becoming more communicative helped me see that in such a different light that I knew I couldn't live my life without her. And once I knew that, then it made it easier to take that next step for me.
Got her.
That's what it was. And that needed to be solidified for me before I even thought about whoever else and what they might think. I didn't care about that as much, but I needed that. And that's what we got to before we did anything.
Okay. Go ahead, Farrah.
Repeat the question.
I was asking if part of the hesitation was basically bucking the norm of how we grow up in, you know, America is a very monogamous society. And Christians, God loves the church. The church is the bride. You guys are Christian backgrounds. Even if you weren't like every Sunday, you have like that part is around us. So I was curious if it felt like going outside of the norm of what most people do was part of the hesitation for you.
I want to say no to that because for me, I always lean into not really falling into what everybody else is doing.
I get that from you.
So
not so, in a bad way. Then, that you'd be like, nigga, that ain't what I'm on.
Also, looking around me at all of these Christian marriages that were around me, and a lot of them fell apart. A lot of them, I got married because this is what I was supposed to do, or I got married because, like, I just wanted to be married. Like, I don't even really know why I wanted this, but I did it. And I'm like, no, once I do it, I'm going to be sure. He wasn't the first person to propose to me. No, I'm not doing it. I don't feel that for you. I'm not locking myself into that.
Whoa. Somebody else loved you before me? Cut the cameras off, man.
What?
This interview's over, bro.
Surely you're not surprised.
Wait,
you've met me.
You've had sex before me? Hey, what kind of muck show is this?
hate you.
Running a meal show is this, man?
I'm curious about this. A lot of times, I don't want to say a lot of times. One thing you said sparked this question. You said you needed to make sure you and her were good first before you could even entertain the idea of any other version of a relationship is the same. In your poly relationship, how do you create, Ms. Genuinely curious, how do you create those boundaries or do you create boundaries? Like, when the new people, like, I don't know how that part works. So how do you make sure, like, okay, this is a us thing, this is a us thing, or this is a group thing, or whatever that is for you guys. Is that difficult? Is that easy? Is it more conversation?
So it's tons, and I do mean tons of conversation, whether you want it or not.
Okay.
we started off open. And we were open and dating separately, you know, outside. And then we would just come back together and, like, just check in with each other, have our conversations, whatever. Now the poly side is still very new for us.
Okay.
Which is why, you know, I've been so protective.
Sure.
Because I'm like, it's very new. We're still working out kinks and figuring things out.
Yeah.
But in that, classic Farron, lost her train of thought. Repeat
That's
the question.
Right.
But yo, I ain't out here just...
create boundaries?
Okay.
Yeah.
So... just the talking, being sure, being sure that you are having those like blatant, you have to lean into the uncomfortable conversations. Mm-hmm. So like when we were open, I had to specifically tell my partners like, yo, things at home are fine. You are not a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're like maybe an appetizer, but like I have the whole situation at home and I had to be clear about that because sometimes men they want to feel like they're the only one sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, things ain't going good at home. So you're over here. And it's like, that's not
You're
over here. And it's like.
I want to see somebody do that exactly like that.
Things not going good at home. So you're over here. Thank you for making me do that again. But
it didn't take much.
But, you guys really were in sync. But, it was cute. It was really cute.
My bestie.
It's just, it's not that. I need you to relax. Like, if you mess up your situation at home because you think you're about to come over here, I'm going to quit you because I need you to stay in that. Need you to stay in that.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's what it was. So... once we decided to go poly, it was very, like, it actually surprised us. We talked about it. It was something that was going to possibly happen in theory. But once it actually started, it was like, okay.
Did you guys feel like slotted into, like, oh, this feels much like a better fit for us than what we were trying?
It felt that way for me. At first, yes, it felt more like I felt more at ease. It was like, you know, kind of like I felt like I had a partner to like help with some things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it just, I actually started to feel better and a bit of a relief. I was like, man, I feel like more me
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
this situation. So it just, I adjusted to it pretty easily on my side. But Tahir did not initially. And so that made me uncomfortable. I was still like treading lightly, like, oh, you know, if he decides he wants to tap out, then we got to tap out.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to like charge ahead, but also like don't charge ahead too much because if you don't have to tap out, you got to tap out.
Yeah.
But it was being honest.
You might be like,
but it was being honest about that all the way around, the full 360 of the relationship, since it wasn't just us two to think about anymore.
Mm-hmm. So, do you want to speak to that?
No, she's right. And it was mainly because we had played together. You know, we go out of town. Like, hey, you know, how you doing? What you doing later? You know, but we had only done that.
How do you guys choose those voices for other people?
That was me.
That was
me.
That's how you talk.
What you doing later?
You talking?
That's your poly voice.
Talking to a young lady that, you know, we may, you know, enjoy drinks with. But it had only been with women. Mm. And so to find out somebody was like, actually, you know, opening doors and stuff like that and ordering for her. I was like, big sweating boy, big sweating.
Because
that is your thing.
That's my thing. The shivery.
And that's like,
yeah, it's you the little, sure you don't have to do that. I got this for you. I know that you can. Because you're a strong, beautiful woman,
mm-hmm.
right? But you shouldn't have to touch no door handles when you're with me.
And somebody else saying the same thing.
Yes.
And you just like, that's my line. It's a to hear I say this.
Or like we were out to brunch with someone before, and they like cleaned food. Like he always getting something in his beard. I'm like, you're so gross. And I'm like cleaning out his beard. And they beat me to it. And it was like, that's so cute. Wait a minute. I do that, but that's so cute.
Meanwhile, I didn't even realize this young lady had touched my face. I was eating like, bow, bow,
bow. He wasn't paying no attention. I'm sitting there like, aww.
I like pancakes.
Look at him being taken care of. Wait a minute, that's what I do.
You guys are reading my lines. It say fairing, and then the action say clean his bit. I was reaching.
But you know what helped me be a little more comfortable with it, aside from time, was thinking about the fact if she's going to be out with someone, going out to dinner, drinks, that type of thing, I would rather her be out with somebody that's going to care for her in the way that I'm going to care for her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know this person is not going to let anything happen to her when she's with him.
Yeah.
Like nothing. We'll lay down somebody for her the same way I will.
Right.
Like there's not a burning building too hot for me to run in to go get her, or a bullet too big for me to jump in front of her, and this person would do the same. And that's the type of person you would want your person out with to make sure they're going to make it home safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
That made a big difference too.
Something I'm curious about is this. How do you make sure, right, you were talking about your relationship unit, or do you make sure, how do you make sure you don't lean too far into another relationship, or is it even thought of like that?
Oh yeah.
Right? Is there ever a point where, like, Tahir pissing you off and you're like, I'm talking to our other partner or other friend. Are you able to complain about Tahir to that person? Like, are you ever worried that, like, oh man, our connection, me and Tahir's connection, or me and Farron's connection doesn't feel so strong, but I feel this, my other connection is really strong right now. Do you guys ever get like that? Is there, you know what I'm saying? Is that a balancing thing?
Sir. Okay.
You have never looked more like a black woman than in this, that little moment.
Sir, let me tell you. Actually, when I'm upset with him, I lean into him more.
Okay.
I either want, like recently we had a situation where, you know, we bumped heads and I was like really upset. And so I was like, I just need some alone time. And he assumed that another partner was coming with me. And I was like, no, you can come with me so that you and I can reconnect and get our shit together. Mm-hmm. But if you are unable to come with me, I am going by myself. I lean into him more
because
I don't want to build up that wall, that resentment, and I sure, when I tell you, I protect this man and this union with everything in me. So no, I'm not sitting here to hear this such, because at the end of the day, this is my husband.
Right.
And so that's...
And she know I'm crazy too.
That is the main focus. Like that's the main focus. And like, you know, I'm very clear. There's no me out and he calls me and I'm like, oh, that's my husband. Like, no, give me a minute. I'm going to answer this call.
So what I hear... There's so many boundaries that must be set.
Yes.
Right? It seems like the first boundary is with the other person. Mm-hmm. Like, let me know if I'm misinterpreting this. It seems like the first boundary and the strongest boundary is, let me let you know what I have at home with this unit.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what's set. What else is the other stuff, right? That's every time you answer it, always is... It seems to go back to that more than the boundaries are like, you can't do this, you can't do that. It's telling other people what will never be. Is that correct?
Well,
it can be defined in several different ways. We know someone, and actually he's a kind of a poly consultant.
Okay. Like a relationship coach type thing?
Yeah, but he lives the lifestyle.
Oh, he just has more experience.
Yeah, he has more experience. So, He has it to his dynamic is that it's like everybody's even playing field.
Okay.
Ours is more hierarchical right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's like the we're the core.
Mm-hmm. Understand.
We're the core where that is understood no matter what.
Okay.
And so we, you know, the plans that others want us to make or whatever we want to make outside of that, we have to, and they understand, we check in with each other before we can agree to blah, blah, blah. And even they, when they ask these questions, you know, it's like, oh, check with him.
Yeah.
You know, I'll wait this. I have this request, but check with him. So that, you know, I can make sure all's good before you get flued out or something like that. so
we that, also yeah. You have to understand, like, to have a great relationship, great marriage, anything, your communication has to be like this, right? To have a great communication and in the
communication
relationship.
Communication and acceptance. And,
communication be hard. Chapter in the book, Marriage Be Hard, available everywhere.
This right here, right? Target. When you are in a poly relationship, your communication has to be here.
Mm. Yes.
We have talks pre and post anytime we do anything. Vacations, mm-hmm. events, nights out, anything.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about, hey, this is about to happen. Okay, what are you expecting? What are you hope for?
Yeah,
what are you
looking for? What's and your then, vision? How can I help? All create of that for you, mm-hmm. like, you know, all of that.
And then afterwards, we come back or whatever that conversation may have led to. Afterwards, we're like, oh, so how was it for you? Was there anything you liked that, or anything you didn't like? Was there something that you feel changing mm-hmm. that we need to talk about, discuss? The communication that we have, even when I don't want to, begrudgingly going into conversation, but understanding it is necessary.
Sure.
Is a new is. Growth for me. It's a new growth level for me because I'd be like, I don't want to talk about this no more. I don't.
Yo,
but now
he be trying
like,
to tap out of conversations left and right. At least he used to. Now he leans in a lot more. But man, he used to be like, nope.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious. Is there to this point you guys ever made? You made. You're still relatively early in this.
Mm-hmm.
Like very very early mm-hmm. in this. Is there a jealousy period, or has there been moments of jealousy that you're just like, I don't want this no more. Just me and you. Everybody else, go. Me, you, Kim, Farrington here. Me, you.
I went through that when we were open.
Okay.
When we were open and separate.
Was it jealousy or FOMO, though? I feel like it was FOMO.
It may have been FOMO. But no, it was some jealousy there because, okay. especially when, because... In my mind, I had never tried to clarify this. It was a story I told myself. So I just want to preface it by the saying mm-hmm. that in my mind, he had out of state, away from home partners.
Mm.
When I found out that there were partners near home, I'm like, oh, so you just ducking and dodging me? Like, that was hard. That was very difficult.
Cause it's like you're on the road.
Yeah,
a man has
like,
needs.
Man, have fun.
You're in Kansas City. What else is there to do anyway?
Because when you get back home, you're only here for like a little bit, especially when, you know, on tour. I'm like, only home for a little bit. You ain't got time for no L.A. hoes. You got me. And it's like, nope.
You have time, actually. In 3 days, you found a couple little minutes
yes,
in there.
He had more time than I thought, Kevin.
I thought you had a red eye on Wednesday.
It's crazy. Let's move on.
No, it's fine. We're past. That's why I can joke about
right
it, because we're past it.
And now a word from our sponsor, Blue Chew. Thank you.
Of course, your ass will say Blue Chew.
No. Rosetta Stone, ask somebody to come in.
Anybody buy 2 minutes
help
right
Blue
now.
Chew.
Me. Help me. Somebody can. Call the commercial.
You know what's
fade to black.
Interesting, and I don't know what order this is going to come out in, but we had Shan Boodram here today. She was the first guest.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked, and this is not sex related, but it's interesting what you guys are saying. She talks about sex very practically and like learning to, she. I mean, literally, like, if you, like, I don't know how to change car oil. My dad wasn't in my life. My real dad. My stepdad was.
Just finished.
Mm-hmm. She talked about, like, sex as if, like, you want to learn how to change oil in a car, go to YouTube, watch a video, read a book,
mm-hmm.
right? You won't get it right the first time. You won't be perfect the first mm-hmm. time. It's going to take some practice. It's going to take some tinkering and being wrong. Then mm-hmm. you'll finally get it. It sounds kind of like that's what you guys
yes.
had. Like, I know this monogamous thing isn't quite right for us, but so let's try this. Ooh,
yes.
Okay, this isn't quite right either. Let's try this. Oh, mm-hmm. okay, that actually, you know, pricked in a wrong way. Oh, this actually had some good things. It doesn't
right.
seem like a straight line towards perfection as soon as you decide it.
And that's the way I view relationships, period. Mm-hmm. Especially my marriage. Like, I'm committed to this person.
Yep.
I, like, this is a thing that's important to me, or a connection that's important to me. So I was doing research. I knew I didn't know what I was doing. I knew he didn't know what he was doing.
Right.
We wanted to be together, but had no idea how.
Right, right.
So it was like, yes, we have to. It's things we need to learn. And so I was literally like Googling things, or I would come across a good article, and I would read it, and I would send it to him like, oh, you know, this talks about intimacy. This talks about communication. Oh. Like, I was always emailing him stuff and reading or grabbing a book. Like, I was putting in the work. I'm like, you do it. If your job wants you to learn a new system,
mm-hmm.
you learn it.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So why would I not apply that same method to my relationship?
I get it. that's so fantastic.
Yeah, it was just a lot
just
of that.
Just to piggyback off of that, like,
mm-hmm.
nothing stays the same. Change is a constant. It's the only constant, right?
That mm-hmm. is literally, when people ask me marriage advice, I say, don't expect anything to stay the same, and don't expect everything to change.
Bro. Mm-hmm.
Something about Tahir and Farron and Kevin and Melissa and Cam and his girlfriend, there's a part of us that come hell or high water in 45 years, I will be
the same.
You just won't, I will not ever, no mm-hmm. matter how hard I try. I'm not even talking, just like anything. And there's some things about me that you would never believe I would even be capable of thinking differently.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And that's why I say, and I took that over, I'm sorry to hear.
No, it's fine.
I've been using this analogy lately. Marriage, being in a committed marriage is like trying to hit a moving target while you are also moving.
Moving, right.
You know what I'm saying? In the opposite direction, at different speeds, sometimes parallel, sometimes perpendicular.
It's like you're playing that wipeout game.
Sometimes the wind is blowing. Sometimes the sun is, and you really, yes, you know what I'm saying? Like, and sometimes it's chill, and the water's mm-hmm. not moving at all. And mm-hmm. sometimes it's a doggone hurricane, and you're tired, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think, interestingly enough, you guys are redefining your marriage, like what that looks like relationally, but it seems like it was birthed from a place of wanting to save your marriage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to,
a
like,
lot of people don't know that.
Go out and just have fun and have sex. It was like, from what you said and what you said, it's like, here's the thing I want to protect the most. So I'm willing to redefine what this term means. Mm-hmm.
To find what works for us.
Yes, so I can keep maintain this connection.
Bro, what I was going to say is that, you know, we found out early on what our problems were, what we needed to work through. And we started working on that to, mm-hmm. to ensure that. And I feel like a lot of people, they start off good. You know, honeymoon stage, a phase lasts for a couple years. Mm-hmm. Then they just kind of get in the rut and they get comfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you can't be successful at anything on cruise control mm-hmm. for long.
Mm.
A job, a marriage, being a parent, nothing can be on cruise control if you care about it, if you want to be successful, if you want to constantly grow. Even as a parent, if you might have had two or three kids already, but that fourth kid might be completely different. You know, what if they're mostly unavailable, or they're mentally, I don't want to say the wrong word, they're different.
Yeah. Right? Or if they never say they love you or want to give you hugs.
Or that.
No matter how much physical touch is important to you.
Yeah.
From a personal place.
Anybody can say it.
But you are constantly you're constantly growing. There is no cruise control for something that you care about, you want to be successful in.
Mm-hmm.
And we just hit that earlier than most couples do. But we knew that quitting, even though we said, all right, well, we try this don't work, we're gonna get a vote. We both knew quitting wasn't an option.
Mm-hmm.
Because we both knew we were the only people we wanted to commit the rest of our lives to.
Right.
And so it was like, all right, well, let's figure out how to make this work. And aside from the communication, like, the emotional attachment that we have to each other is priceless.
Yeah,
wouldn't change it or for anything.
Energetically, like, we pick up on the slightest fluctuation in each other's energy. Mm. And it's like, oh, you heard so-and-so say such-and-such, and it messed with you. And so I could tell, mm-hmm. like, he in his head in a moment or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or just like, I mean, us headed here, he just was, you know, just was tired and a little bit irritated. And I asked him if he wanted me to drive. And he's like, no, I got it. And I was like, I would just went and got in the driver's seat. Like, okay, you're in that mood, but you know, good and well, you don't feel like driving.
He came in with a little low energy.
Yeah, so it's like,
that'd be okay.
Yeah.
Like, I really used to be, I remember Melissa or even anybody. I remember mm-hmm. Angel and Josh specifically, low energy. I'd be tired or whatever had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you guys know me. I'm not like spunky, jump off the walls, but I'm pretty pleasant mm-hmm. for the most part. And if I'm just like, not even moping, But if you spend a lot of time with somebody, you can notice, like, you're usually here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're about a hair under. They be like, you good? Knowing full well. I'm not good.
No.
Yes, I'm fine. I don't know why I'm crying.
Right.
So if your friends can notice that, of course your spouse is going to know when you don't want to drive. But as a man, it could be as simple as a man drives.
Yeah.
It'd be like that. Like,
Well, it wasn't even that for me. It was that the whole purpose of her riding with me, because she had already told me she didn't want to drive. She didn't feel like
but
driving.
But that was so before I got the energy check. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair, so, you got to drive. It's
I
okay.
I get that. I get that.
So it was that. It was not the I'm too manly to let her drive type thing. Because when you're in a poly relationship, a lot of times your ego cannot exist.
Interesting. Mm.
Your ego, and that's what holds a lot of men back from being in a fully committed poly relationship with a lot of people, but specifically men. Because men feel like you said with the guys, when we were open, they'd be like, oh yeah, you over here with me. They feel like once you have them to love you or other, you don't even visualize another man. There's no other man that attracts you. So
that's ridiculous, fellas.
It really is.
I need you to let that go.
First of all, let's be honest, guys. I'm going to be honest with you. Most women will out-sex a man any day of the week, okay? If you're a man and you think you like sex, let me tell you something. You ain't met a woman that loves sex. If you meet a woman that loves sex, you'd be like, I don't want to do this no more. I think we need to build on us first. We need to talk more. There are certain things I don't know about you. What were you doing at 9? Where were you living at? Do you remember the address? Because they will out-sex you any day of the week. You understand me? So you have to understand that a lot of guys are like, oh, I can do it, but I don't want my lady doing it. You can't exist in that mind frame. I mean, some people can't, because it's different spectrums of the lifestyle that you can do.
Some people
But it has to be, you still have to be honest about what you can take. If you if you say, yeah, I can do it, I can handle it, it's going to kill you.
Yeah. So, and I'm sorry, you had asked the question about jealousy, too, and... And
Rabbit going down a little smooth. Ain't going down so smooth.
So I don't know. Whiskey. I know before I was a jealous person, but it came from a lot of insecurities and just not feeling safe and stable in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Once I actually started to feel safe and started to focus on me and the narrative I had been telling myself and just some internal things that were going on top of our relationship things, I became like less of a jealous person, and now like I actually get joy from seeing him pleased.
Mm.
Like,
she's usually holding the camera. Look at Cam's face.
Legit... Hold on,
look at
I can be your friend and tell her.
Yeah, no, but
I respect you. I respect y'all.
We've been in
I understand.
group sessions, and I've literally like have to catch myself because I would just be there just looking at his face.
You be like, go, babe, go.
Yes,
weird.
And
I'm
like,
I'm right here with it, right? And she was like, I'm like, hey, stop looking at me. It's weird. Both
of y'all, it's not
even. Cameron!
Let's
talk about Ant-Man.
It's not in a weird way. Like, I'm looking at him like, oh, my God.
She's marveling.
Like, you look so sexy. You look amazing. And that's my babe. Look at you. You the man. And, like, this is your life. Like, this is your life.
It is. No, there are moments where you're in that situation or whatever the situation may be.
It can seem surreal.
And it seems so surreal. Like, is this real? Like,
is that LeBron James meme? I can't believe this is my life.
Yo, and that's a real moment that you will experience. And if you're not prepared for that, like mentally or emotionally, it will break you. Like, there are times when I had to step away for a second, like, whoo, this is a lot.
This is crazy, man.
This is a lot.
That was really me. You outside your body, looking at your body like, this is bananas.
I forgot that was my body. I was like, this nigga killing right now. Right. Oh, that's me. That's
yeah, me. So it's just like I get, it's called compersion, but yeah, I actually get joy from seeing people I love, you know, like experience joy. Like I enjoy it, like period, with friends. I like seeing friends that I met separately and now they get along and they're like all chatty and stuff. And I'll be like, oh, look at my friends. And I just, like, I don't even want to interrupt it. I just sit and watch from the sidelines. Like, look at them. They so cute. Like, that's just how I feel now. So I'm like, more love for the people I love.
I never used to get jealous. Ever. And Farrah did not. And I didn't know that.
Oh,
she
I
did
hated
like,
that shit.
She, because I was like, well,
you better think you gonna lose me. You better.
I was like, you better ain't think nobody I'm gonna leaving. Make you laugh like me. Yeah, all of this. Ain't this. And then she,
you better
got,
be scared.
She got with this one person. And this was a person I saw opening the doors and all that type of stuff. And I was saying, let me tell you something. I had to pull us aside. Come here, let me talk to you for a second.
You and this little boy ain't gonna wear me.
Y'all ain't gonna be running in and out. Okay? Y'all get in the booth, y'all be still, all this kiki and laughing, just whispering, just all of that. We're gonna cut that out, or I'm gonna separate y'all. I'm not finna do this the whole week. I'm not the whole weekend. The whole weekend? Nah, y'all leave that door open. You think you're grown. That's your problem. You go over there and try to close that door. Now leave that door open. Put a shoe in front of me to make sure it don't blow.
Right.
I was in the car driving. I was like, I'm jealous. I had to own up to it, and she was bathing it. Really? About what? Tell me more. She's putting it on.
Let's talk about it. Oh, my God.
Because I'm
like,
always...
I'm concerned, but I'm also so wet.
I was like, now I got to dry the seats off with the heat warm on. Anyway, it was new for me to experience that because I always equated jealousy as a form of weakness. Mm-hmm. And so for years, I was like, even if I was, I would dismiss it with whatever compliment I needed to give myself to feel like I am superior than these feelings I'm feeling. But that was the first time that it really, really
So what do you do with that? Like, how do you sit with that?
I talk with her.
Yeah.
And then I sit with myself. I'm like, all right, so why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling inferior? Why am I feeling insignificant? What is the root of this feeling? Right?
Yeah. What validates me saying that to myself? Mm-hmm. And because it's times where, I've even come to him because I know that I am being pulled in another direction. He knows he's being pulled, also in an added direction. Like, we've added these pulls to ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, do you feel like I'm slacking here? Mm-hmm. Do you still feel the same energy? Like, I'm not trying to slack on you to give to somebody else.
Yeah. Right.
So that check-in happens.
Let me ask you that. That's a good question. Do you feel that it takes more energy to be poly than it was to be monogamous? Like, you have to fill your own needs. You have the other people that are, I'll just say, you have to consider.
You have to have better time management.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely time management. The effort is.
I'm sorry. I just thought about how the communication, again, because there's been times where I've said something to one person and then somebody else asked me about it. And it's like, we talked about that. And it's like, that wasn't me.
Mm.
And it's like,
I never hit it with a wrong. Wrong must have told that to somebody else when you was laid up. Told them chat. And I was like, such and such, such, when we went out to eat, she was like, wrong bitch. Think it was gonna come back that soon. I thought I had that wrong nigga for at least a month.
Oh,
no,
that's the worst.
He had it for all the 3 hours.
That's so interesting because just yesterday, something I was supposed to tell Melissa that I've been working on great and I had been doing well for like 13 months.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't tell her, and I mean slipped my mind. Was in the calendar very specifically. I usually make the calendar invite and I send it to her.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're renting the podcast room, Rob makes it and sends it to me.
Mm.
But when you accept it in your calendar, it looks the same.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And nobody else makes the invites in my calendar but me. And if somebody else makes it, I always leave it white for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow it turned blue. So she's like, you ain't tell me you were shooting today? And I was like, I did. She was like, it ain't my calendar. And I was like, boy, let me tell you what. I am wrong. Your name is not in here at all. So I said that because I imagine, like, you, the communication, this is a common theme of today's conversation, it takes even more.
Mm-hmm.
I would, you would have to do that with her, the other person, double check.
Literally,
it's a lot of, and then not forget who you talk to.
Yeah.
Man, whatever. They know I'm forgetful. Farron gonna be Farron.
Oh, Farron is gonna
be. I'll be like, I forgot. Run it back.
We will leave here, and she will be like, wait, what time is Kev's thing? I'll be like, we just.
I'm not that bad.
Did that. Babe, I told you.
Not right now, Peter. Not right now. Okay. I want to get to these questions before we get too far time.
What podcast you doing today?
She let you off the hook
what
there.
What commercial?
You guys said you wanted to make this for people who may be interested, curious looking.
Yeah.
So the question I have is, what's your number one piece of advice for redefining your relationship and taking ownership of your story and what works for you?
Be honest about what you want, what you're open to. I do feel like people get very caught up in what they feel supposed to be. We, even in the middle of all this, we still had to break down a lot of what marriage was supposed to be that was still underlying because, you know, it was too much. It was the discrepancies were plentiful.
Sure. Yeah.
And it was like, well, what makes us happy? So once we like realized like where we could be, what we actually wanted, and we were honest about that and vocal about that, it just opened up. And doing that so early, starting that conversation so early on helped because it's not like we went silence for 5 years and all of a sudden one person popped this up. Because then it's like, yo, you let us stay misaligned. Like, you didn't tell me, you know, any that you had any thoughts about this. But no, we talked about it very early on. And, like, our views were in alignment. Just pretty much accepted that we were not ready yet.
Yeah.
To do it. So, what?
I'm jump right in right there.
Go ahead.
One of the main things I was going to say is time. This is not something you guys can just agree upon and say, all right, we're going to do this. If you don't have a solid foundation in your relationship, it would be like it would be like winning the lottery and trying to buy a whole lot of stuff when you're damaged on the inside and you're thinking that buying that whole lot of stuff, that instant gratification is going to hold you over and is going to fill that hole. It's not. All you're going to do is activate the law of diminishing return. And the more you buy, the less reward you're going to feel, the less better you're going to feel. You have to put the work in. It is not something that you could just agree, starting in a relationship, just met somebody 2 weeks in, like, oh, yeah, let's try this. I ain't say you got to go through all trials, but you have to have some trial and error with this. You have to have some trial and error in your relationship. You have to have some foundation in your relationship. So the basis of it is always y'all. That communication always comes back to, are y'all okay? And be honest about it, because that was something she had to tell me. She's like, we're going to do this. Let's do it. Because I was big on like, oh, yeah, babe, whatever you want, right? Mm-hmm. And it just like kind of going along with it. And be like, then I kind of sprinkle some stuff in I want to do. And she hated that. I'm like, yeah, I want to try that. Why did you just say this from the beginning? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I didn't want to make you upset. but we're doing this. I've literally seen you choke somebody else and high five me. We're doing this. Say what you want. And it's like right.
Dude, yes. Right. It still be moments where.
Y'all be like there having sex and other people be
like,
there.
You like that? You like that? Man, you see that? Yeah. You see that?
Yeah. And I'd be like, be careful. Get off her little apple.
So I just come right here with it.
Part of your hand.
But is it behind the ear?
The soft
it's
part.
Behind the ear? Okay, so what I was doing right. My dominant hand.
Yeah.
Okay, so like under the earlobe.
Don't put your weight on it. It's just your hand.
It's just squeezing the sides. So not in the front. Just squeezing the sides.
You can do the front as long as you use the soft part of your hand.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. What if I did it with two hands? Like, it's just like.
So one stays in the front and one is in the back.
This has gone on long enough.
This is a real conversation.
Listen, I'm trying to keep y'all's time.
No, we ain't going. We do hour 30. Part one, part two, we in here.
Here's my question. You talked about this with me, but I know you have other friends. Was it difficult to tell your family and friends and the child, the kid?
For me, it was not difficult. I was just slow. I like rolled it out depending on the layers of friends.
Okay. I get that. Who could take it better?
My God.
Yes, it's like some people, if you hear me just talking about somebody else, I ain't got to explain nothing to you. you like you'll just hear. Mm-hmm. Be thankful that you privy to this conversation. But some people that's like close to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, I need to like let you know that this is a thing that's happening because you are so close to me and we talk about so much. And for the most part, except for like one person, the other friends were there for the lead up. So they already saw those conversations turning because
in real time,
and kind of in real time.
Got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One couple didn't know, and they found out at my comedy show.
Yeah. Oh well, them they weren't on the level. The inner circle.
So you ain't privy. You ain't privy.
they weren't there. They weren't in that tight circle. So I told like two or three people. I didn't even what.
It was just weird after the show. Oh my God, see, this is so great. So the one joke, and I saw the hand. Put it on the camera. Put it on real quick.
I didn't even tell my sister until last year.
Really?
So I didn't tell my sister until last year.
That's what they did. Yeah. I was like, talk to Farrah. Talk to Farrah.
They were like, why would we just call this bitch and ask her this? Like, this ain't none of our business. Like, mm-hmm. They never called me to say anything.
Yeah.
But, and I would have been like, oh, yeah. So, but yeah, I didn't even tell my sister until last year because she was she's what? 9 years older than me, so she was just like kind of traditional and like, oh no, I ain't got time for that. Like just in other conversations, so I'm like, she ain't ready for this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just didn't. And when I finally did, once she had a few more years, because we got married before she did, so when she had a few more married years under her belt, she was like, girl, so
tell me about the poly. How you get them? How you get more?
And so she started talking like that, and I was like, so this is what we do. She was like, you never told me. No, I did not. You were not ready.
People be asking, how y'all get bitches? I was like, it's their ways, but you know, we kind of traditional.
Is there like a look y'all get like? Yeah, y'all go, like a poly hand sign?
We go to
like
the bar and I throw my wallet in the air and I'm like, oh.
But to say if that's how.
You gotta be quicker than that.
He by himself when he do that, because the first thing I say, he's like, you better get old McDonald's hoe. Like, don't be up here spending my money on these.
Nah, we definitely don't be doing
up here spending my money on these.
It's weird because people are usually attracted to our energy. Like, yeah. Wherever we go is a good time.
Yeah, a lot of times we get approached.
Well, really?
Yes. Because
we always are having fun. We laughing, dancing. Like, even when we go on vacation, people be like, they'll walk up to us like, what do you guys, what do you do? What are you, why, how are you happy?
How are you happy?
They really, like, people literally, like, one time we were on vacation and this couple approached us, like, days after they saw us. They was like, we saw you guys a couple days ago. You guys just look so fun. We said to each other, we want to be their friends. Because we genuinely have a good time together.
We do.
We have a good time. We laugh, we sing, we're loud. She's loud.
We laugh,
me.
We sing.
We do. We do. Dance anywhere. I have a ridiculously loud laugh, if you guys have not heard it yet.
I'm not aware of this. What is this?
She does.
Stop. I don't sound like that.
Your burp too?
Your mama.
She got a cute, excuse me, but her burp is a her burp is burp. Babe, it got out again.
Excuse me.
I'm like, you felt it coming. I didn't. She just learned how to burp like 2 years ago.
That's
so like
hilarious.
Burps be sneaking up on her. I'm like, come on, bro.
I don't understand how we talking about this. What's your next question, Kevin?
That was it.
Okay.
This has been great. I appreciate you guys.
Another episode of Marriage Be Hard Conversations.
I appreciate you guys for being very open to people who are there. And also, we hope you watch this with an open mind.
Yes.
And if you didn't, that's fine too. Just be careful how you comment. If you see your comment and you press enter, and when you come back, it's gone, and you're gone.
Listen.
Just know this disclaimer was for you at the beginning. Now we're 1:07. If you still don't want to hear it, just you got to take it to the group chat.
Somebody gonna be me.
Take it to the group chat because it's not going to stay.
Go back on YouTube. Like I can't find Kevin's page. Where's
Kevin? I'm sorry, I was drunk.
And listen. Don't think that we don't understand people wanting to have an opinion. That's not what we're saying.
I don't acknowledge
and you can always disagree too, but that's always a way to say something. If you come off rude, of course we're going to feel mm-hmm. a type of way because we're not being malicious with our explanations of anything. We just want you to, like, have an open mind. That's it. Mm-hmm. And we're not trying to convert nobody. You stay over there. We're just trying to inform.
Thank you guys for watching Marriage Be Hard Conversations. Please buy the book. It's available everywhere books are sold. Not everywhere.
Most places.
A lot of places. It don't be in the
is
airport.
Is it Walden Bookstore?
Hudson News don't got it.
Hudson News is like...
Does Walden Books still exist?
I haven't seen Walden Books in a minute. But Target, Barnes & Nobles, Amazon. Most likely you buy it on Amazon, which is fine. They're controlling the world. He got so much money, he went to space. And told us we paid for it.
Look mm-hmm. and listen.
And I was like, this is crazy. And I literally went on Amazon.
And he playing in our face. And then we still ordering
and
stuff.
And I went on Amazon that day because this theme was coming that night still. So you got to do what you got to do. Appreciate you guys. See you next time. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.